Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 11th, 2012, and this is Washington, D.C., Council 21 volunteer Robbie Dwyer reporting. Phase 3 vacation awards have been posted. As a reminder, flight attendants who wish to trade their vacations can do so by trading with another flight attendant or using the interim vacation bid process. You can read more about interim vacation bidding on our website. The March 2nd, 2013 voluntary furlough bidding will be closing on December 17th, 2012 at 0800 Central Time. Voluntary furlough awards will be posted no later than 1700 Central Time on December 17th, 2012. Bidding for potential partnership flying will close on December 20th, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards being posted by 1700 Central Time that same day, if domicile need and cost effectiveness of the partnership program in the aggregate warrants. The new 13-month voluntary furlough period will be effective on March 2, 2013, ending on March 31, 2014. Additionally, there may be an option for a partnership program bid for a 3-month period for the March through May 2013 scheduled months. If you are considering one of these options, you can find more detailed information on our website or contact your local council office. Flight attendants on reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would like to lay over for the Christmas holiday. Section 10.C.13.C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. When submitting your requests, you will be asked for your reserve line of flying number as well as your reserve status, call-in or ready. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. You may submit your holiday layover requests through the link provided on our AFA website. We encourage you to put an initial request on file early and modify your request if your circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the flexibility of our programming. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of assignment. The submission page will detail the dates your request must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, as well as more detailed information, please visit www.unitedafa.org/wishlist. Crew scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish list layover requests to the best of their ability. Late in October, in-flight management announced a requirement for flight attendants with a purser qualification to complete a computer-based training, CBT, intended to satisfy the annual training contemplated under Section 9.P.6.A and 12.D.6A of our contract. The published deadline for completion of this training is December 31, 2012. The 2012 Purser Recurrent Training CBT can be accessed from the United Learning Network, ULN, by searching for the course code FASW-LDR2012 in the search box. If you have any questions about this training requirement, please contact your supervisor. 2012 uniform points must be used before the deadline of 2359 on December 31, 2012, Central Time, and do not carry over from 1 year to the next. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. Please contact your domicile supervisor or uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. In the December 5th, 2012 In-Flight Services Weekly, United announced that we have extended the deadline for flight attendants to order their new uniform core pieces through December 31st, 2012. United is not extending dates and locations for their fit centers. However, they are attempting to accommodate all walk-ins to the best of their ability. There may be substantial wait times, and walk-ins are not guaranteed availability based on demand. Our AFA-CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA members and retirees affected by Hurricane Sandy. AFA established the Disaster Relief Fund after September 11th to assist our members whose lives were placed in harm's way. Members whose primary residence is in a federally declared disaster area and who have suffered financial loss and or dislocation are eligible for assistance through the AFA-CWA Disaster Relief Fund. This fund has been possible through the generous contributions of your fellow AFA sisters and brothers. Applications for relief from Superstorm Sandy will continue to be accepted until December 27, 2012. For more information and questions about the application process or to donate to this fund, please go to our website or call International EAP Office at 1-800-424-2406. Today, the Republican-controlled State Senate and House each passed right-to-work measures over the protests and demonstrations of working families. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has said he will sign the right-to-work measure if it comes to his desk. Snyder's stance marks an about-face for the first-term Republican who has previously said that right-to-work was not on his agenda. Unions, working families, and most Michigan Democrats see it as a move to curb the power of labor and reduce our influence. Thousands of workers gathered at the Lansing Center at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning to march to the Michigan State Capitol building. Those who oppose this legislation stated that they will explore the possibilities of trying to recall Republican legislators and Snyder if the masses and the measures pass. Michigan law provides that spending bills cannot be overturned by referendum. If the governor signs the bill as expected, unions are likely to continue to intensify efforts to unseat the governor, the legislators responsible, and work to explore alternatives to overturning the bill. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.